Neil Bunkerman here, folks, and today we, me, myself, and I, and you, are taking a slight detour from our usual escapades.
We are touching down a topic that's a bit heavier than our usual fare.
Stick with me, alright? Or stick to me. Oh, stick it to me, not into me, alright? I'm not that guy. So, I promise to keep it as light-hearted as possible. Imagine, if you will, living in a place where your backyard, instead of being your slice of paradise, becomes a scene from a dystopian novel overnight. We are talking about Gaza. A place where the very soil and air, folks, breathe, have become characters in a grim narrative of survival. Now, picture this Soha Abu Diab, I don't speak Arabic, so I'm just trying to make up these sounds, and her family, who have found themselves living in a warehouse, minus the charm of urban loft living. No running water, fuel scarcity, and their unwanted neighbors are quite literally heaps of garbage and rivers of sewage. It's the ultimate unwelcome mat, right? So, the heart of the matter, as reported, isn't just the human cost, which is colossal saga in itself, in every site, but an unfolding environmental crisis that sounds like Mother Nature's worst hangover. The greenery? Obliterated. The soil? Contaminated. The air and the water? Polluted. It's like every environmental protection rule got thrown out of the window in the worst possible way. So researchers are using terms like ecocide, which sounds like something out of a supervillain's handbook, doesn't it? The idea here is that the environmental destruction is so vast and so deliberate, it might just qualify as a war crime. That's right. Not just a crime against peace or humanity, but a full-on assault against the planet itself. This massive environmental footprint left by warfare, transforming what was once fertile land into deserts of despair. And amidst this, families like Soha's are trying to find a semblance of normalcy, a challenge that's Herculean by any standards. Why should we care, tuning in from our corners of the world? Well, because this isn't just about the story of the far-off land. It's a cautionary tale about the cost of conflict, not just in human lives, but in the very fabric of our planet. It is a stark reminder that when we talk about the impacts of war, it's not just the here and now, but the world we are leaving behind for generations to come. Ukraine, same story. Syria, same story. Yemen, same story. It's all around the same story. So no matter how much you, I'm saving on hot water, I'm not dripping that so much now, I'm having cold showers, or whatever you are doing. I'm taking the bus. Yeah. And then the military-industrial complex will ruin everything what you achieve with your neighbors in less than a second regarding environmental cleanup. So, yes, people are talking about farting and burping cows instead of talking about that maybe you shouldn't ruin the planet with more weaponry and more bombing. And it's, you know, how can a war be won when it is stopped? That's the win. You can stop it by overwhelming the enemy, or just say, I'm not playing this stupid game anymore. That's it. We should somehow avoid doom and gloom. It's hard. But awareness is the first step towards change, and conversations like maybe this, no matter how heavy or what keep the gears of progress turning. Just remember the resilience of the human spirit and the enduring hope that someday we will find better ways to resolve our differences than by tearing apart the only home we've got, called planet Earth. Okay, so it was hard. I know it was heavy. Oh my God, it was heavy. Okay, so for some lighter notes and maybe a chuckle or two, because life, despite its curveballs, is also filled with moments of joy and absurdity worth celebrating, so stay tuned. We might even have something for you. Me, myself, and I.
Welcome to the Neoborn and Andia Human Show.
Oh, ladies, yes, Pepper Rabbits and the rest of the gang, get around the radio, for it's time to shine the spotlight on track that's been circling my mind like a satellite around this crazy planet. Yes, I'm talking about Missing by the illustrious B-Man! This isn't just another tune to add to your playlist. It's a journey, a revelation, a new wave flare meeting P-Mad's unbridled intensity head-on. Now, P-Mad, hailing from the rich musical soils of Ireland, have always been our gothic rock wizard, casting spells with his deep, hinting vocals. But with Missing, he's painting his canvas with lighter strokes, dabbling in a territory that's radio-friendly as it gets.
Nobody's out there.
The brooding energy of early U2 and the synth magic of Depeche Mode over everything warm. For the die-hard P-Man followers, Missing might come as a surprise, a detour from the shadowy past we have wandered together. Missing stands as a testament to P-Mad's artistic integrity, refusing to compromise on the depths and raw emotion that define his music. It's a song that serves both a psychological mirror and the catchy tune you will blast on repeat during the night drive, lost in thoughts yet finding melody.
And needles. Times are tough.
Welcome back, my verdant visionaries and champions of the chew, to another Epicurean expose with yours truly, Neoborn Caveman, dialing in from the Neoborn and Andia Human Show. Well, Andia, who happens to be human, is not here anymore. I'm still looking for freedom. No, let's go deeper, all right? Deep penetration.
Let's go deep into the pastures of paradox.
When the EU, the grand symphony of bureaucracy, plays a tune that's got the cows dancing and the veggies wilting. We are going into the EU. Pumps four times more money into farming animals than growing plants. Hey, but it's not in the propaganda. Let's check the numbers together. First off, picture this. A lavish green continent dreaming of a climate-neutral utopia by 2050. Yet, showering its gold not on the humble plants that paint our plates green, but on the very beasts that burp and moo their way to ecological infamy. Yes, my friends, it seems our
eco-conscious comrades...
Oh, this is so communist.
Across the pond have been caught with their hands.
The lives of Jair.
Allocating a lion's share of their common agriculture policy, CAP, CAP, budget, to the critters that contribute considerably to our climate conundrum. See what I just did here? Don't get me wrong. I love a good pasture-raised protein as much as the next caveman. But when the EU decides to waltz the tune of artificially cheap animal diets, one can't help but raise an eyebrow or two at the irony. With over 80% of the public money hoofing its way to animal products, as if our leafy greens are getting the cold shoulder left of photosynthesizing the shadow of their beefier brethren. For example, Paul Behrens, a voice of reason amidst this bovine bonanza, points out the perverse outcomes of a subsidy scheme that prefers acres over nutrition. As all we know, cows might be charismatic with their gentle eyes and grassy breath, but when it comes to efficiency, They are as sluggish as a sloth in a yoga class. Beef needs a banquet hall of land compared to the modest studio apartment required by nuts and grains. Well, but also don't grow almond, for example, in the desert of California, because that consumes more water. It's just stupid, so.
Marching to the beat of an agricultural animal that could very well have us eating our heads instead of our heads eating salads.
It's hard. Okay, so there are researchers who have thrown their academic caps into the ring. The EU, bless their green hearts, have whispered sweet nothings of eco-schemes into the ears of farmers, promising a quarter of direct cap payments for those who sway to a more environmentally friendly groove. Yet, as governments water down their green promises faster than a parched petunia in a heat wave, one wonders whether these eco-schemes are merely a drop in the rapidly warming ocean. All right, we are standing now at this crossroad of culinary crisis and the agricultural absurdity. But for now, let's just not forget the power of our plates. The saga of subsidy and the ballad of the beef may be set to continue, but in our hands lies the ability to cultivate change.
One meal at a time.
Whether it's a forkful of foraged ferns or a spoonful of sustainably sourced stew. Remember, we are not just eaters, we are eco-warriors. Stay rooted, my dear Pepper Rabbits. Oh yes, and we are coming back, as usual. We always come back! Oh, and we have Big Boss Dream. Oh, with so much light is bad, Life Channel's band. Well, we did play quite a few songs in the last year by them, and this one, the other side, is the end of the album, and I just love it. Listen to the lyrics. I mean, it's kind of positive while it is still trying to find the path where we are heading to, and in a world when everything is doom and gloom and extremely mentally crazy even to exist for a second, it is good to have some contemplation, a little bit to put ourselves outside of this everything and just look at it. Where we are heading to, what are we doing, and why are we doing what we are doing? Because look, at the very end, nothing will matter, none of these things. And maybe it's time to get back to our senses, right? And what a great music. I mean, it's obviously a very own niche, it's obviously a very own singer-songwriter project, Big Boss Dream by Mike Shannon. But it is amazing because it shows that everybody, anybody, can create real things, not just content. And you can grow into it despite your age, despite your education. The whole story is, Big Boss Dream, is that you can dream and you can manifest your dream. And maybe these songs can help us to get to a place where we are not feeling alone anymore with our emotions. So, the other side, Big Boss Dream, check them out.
Goodbye, believers, omnipresent. Goodbye, destiny. I wish it were for me. I wish it were for me. See you on the other side. I don't know where I've never
and Janks, Purple Rabbits, fasten your seatbelts and slap on the face paint, because we are about to go on a rollercoaster ride through the kaleidoscope world of Kiss. Yeah, not the right self-read version. The hard rock legends who have decided to cash in on their legacy for a cool $300 million. Yep, you heard it right. Kiss has puckered up and planted a big fat smooch in the cheek of Pop House Entertainment, a Swedish firm known for its digital wizardry and not, unfortunately, for its prowess in fire-breathing blood-spitting. Now, selling out is a rock and roll thing these days, as smashing guitars or trashing hotel rooms in the old days. Bob Dylan did this. Bruce Springsteen did this. Even the guys from Genesis couldn't resist the allure of those sweet, sweet millions. But Kiss? Kiss didn't just sell their songs. They sold their soul. The whole shebang. The music, the brand, the face paint, the spandex, everything's gone to the land of ABBA and Meatballs. But wait, there is more. Along with the rise to belt out rock and roll all night at your local karaoke bar, Pop House now owns the keys to the Kiss Kingdom, including the right to generate future AI-generated content. Yes, you could soon be enjoying brand new Kiss hits, not penned by the human hands, but conjured up from digital ether by a machine that thinks Detroit Rock City is a prime vacation spot. Isn't it? Gene Simmons, a tongue waggling bassist known as much for his business acumen as for his musical talents, couldn't resist hinting that the deal might be worth billions of dollars. Because, as he often reminds us, more money is always good. It seems that for any amount of money, Kiss would indeed get into bed with just about anyone. Except maybe for selling Kiss-branded crack of cigarettes. You know, somebody should have standards. Okay, let's not forget the collaborative nature of this deal. Simmons likened it to a mother watching her child get married. "You can't just hand it over to somebody, although we have shared vision," he said. Oh, touching, really, in a way that only a multi-million dollar corporate deal can be. And in true Kiss fashion, they remind us that they have slapped their brand on everything from cafe to condoms and even coffins. Because nothing screams rock and roll like sipping Java from a Kiss cup while resting eternally in a Kiss casket. It begs the question, what's left to brand? Kiss Air, perhaps? Kiss My Ass, braceable only at rock concerts and exclusively available for purchase online? Oh, so future of Kiss is in the hands of the newest best friends for the rest of our lives. The show must go on. Even if it's powered by AI. I don't know. I don't want to see fake people, fake films, fake movies, fake songs. Just real. I would rather watch Oliver Anthony Chris 10,000 times after each other than accepting that this is a good idea.
This has been the Neoborn and Andia Human Show. From behind Jupiter in a hidden moon at a secret base in an undisclosed location.
Star. Grow. Up. Sky. Fly. Become.
Skies, every children with muted cries, every soldier in the blood red fire, every love that you still can hire, every bridge you wish you burn, every soul aching and hurt, every mother and the scars in their heart, every father and the fears in their eyes. I will miss your morning star, that dark in the sky. I will miss all your bye.
forgiveness, spark a light of hopefulness. Yet I'm trapped in my inequity, impairing inability, self-implied redemption, frozen love in action. I will miss your morning star, that dark in the sky. I will miss all your failures that broke all my heart. I will miss your imperfections that showed you complete. I will miss your body that made me so.